Namaha Namaste. We finished our course with Shifu Shi Hengzuan. It was a Tai Chi and Qigong course, Shaolin Wei. And I'd like to share with you my experience. Why are we doing this? Because through the physical layer, we can also work on our emotional body and mental body. And since it's Mental Health Awareness Month, I'd like to give you an insight on what modality you could use, like Tai Chi, to be able to nurture your nervous system and your mental well-being. 1 week we've been training for 7 hours a day, in rain, streaming rain, but also in sunshine. So when you definitely have an affinity for weather and good weather and you dislike rain, that is definitely going to be another way how to overcome this trauma, because you have no choice. You train in the rain. And this week, the first 2 days were mainly, they were quite intense because we had to release any tension we had in our body. And we do this by holding the poses for many minutes on end. This can be sometimes 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I have no idea how many minutes we held them. But what happens is that trapped tension, it's all about releasing it. And that's a way how to get into your trauma that has been trapped in your body and releasing it. What happens during these pauses and these slow movements? Your mind can start to race. And you start overthinking. But it is a form of moving meditation what we practice. And it helps to create this balance and to sometimes listen in so deeply to understand what is really going on. And sometimes in these pauses that you hold, like an intense one is marble, and you hold this posture, and it can happen that suddenly tears come in your eyes and you have release. An old memory comes up that you have let go. And that is the beauty of this practice. Everyone has a different way wanting to practice. And this modality is not for everyone this way. But I'd like to show you and offer you, because I've tried so many different things. Like with yoga, you can go very deep and release trauma. And we go through our physical layer first before we enter the emotional, the mental, spiritual, the wisdom body. And this practice is a great modality to really exactly do that. It requires for you to look at what is bothering you. It requires to have the courage to go inside. How deep you go inside is up to you. Knowing that if you don't release the tension, it will come back up. The karmic cycle will repeat itself and it will come back up. Shifu has explained it so nicely, because we do a practice and he explains how you can see it in life. For instance, if you get hit by a punch, we learned how to release the energy through our body. Not to just stand still and just receive it, but to be able to release and move backwards and release. So it goes through our body. This is the same when you enter into a discussion and someone is attacking you. You listen to the end, but you just let that energy go through, and then you can reply and respond. Rather than finding this resistance from the beginning in our body, hold on tight, trying to prepare already when we can intervene and interject and say the but. Listen first. Let it come in, release it, and then fine. So what we learn here in this practice in a physical layer can be adopted into our daily lives. And this is the beauty of this practice. So this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, your mental well-being. Find this week any modality that helps you to become clearer in your mind, but also challenges you to go deeper to what bothers you, to go inside the emotion. Find out what it is and try to release it.